Right, let's go to Britain. Rod Little, morning to you.
Good morning to you, mate.
I was listening to Rishi in the Commons. He's walking a very fine line. One day he's telling, he's telling Israel he's going to tone it down. The next day he's defending Israel to the hilt over Iran. Where's he at?
Nowhere at the moment. His problem is that he's got David Cameron in the Foreign Office, which was a terrible decision to make. And Cameron is antithetical to most of what Israel wants. The truth is, I think, that the Iran attack on Israel has bolstered the West and bolstered Britain as well, and that we're now behind them. That's also mediated by the fact that David Cameron wishes Israel not to continue its actions in Palestine, which is of course ludicrous, because that is what its job is to do. So I think by and large, the attack by Iran on Israel has bolstered Israel to a degree amongst all its allies. You've got Jordan and the UAE and Egypt and the USA and Britain taking part in an attempt to stop the attack from Iran. But it still doesn't sit easily with Cameron. Rishi Sunak will continue saying we support Israel, but he will be mediated by his foreign secretary, who will say that Israel should do nothing more to try to get rid of Hamas. It's a very confused situation.
Well, it is, because funnily enough, you won't necessarily be aware of this, but the foreign minister of Australia, Penny Wong, made a speech and it got a lot of headlines in Australia. She started advocating for a two-state solution. It's a good idea. Cameron's been advocating for a two-state solution for ages, and which seems not really at the moment where the world is at. I mean, in theory, of course, in the big picture, yes. But I mean, you know, specifically.
We've all been agitating for a two-state solution for a very, very long time. Everybody has. but it doesn't seem to work.
Mm.
The Palestinians wish to wipe Israel off the map. And that's not simply Hamas. You know, that's also ordinary Palestinian citizens. They do not wish Israel to exist. Very different to how they voted in 2000 and I forget what it was, 2006?
Yep.
When they thought that that Israel should be allowed to exist. But when we've now become polarized, and the view over here, and in much of Western Europe, is that Israel is the villain in much of this, in persecuting its war against a depopulated Gaza, and it cannot possibly hope to root out Hamas. But at the same time, kind of realizing that if this is a war between Iran and the West, we're on the side of the West.
Exactly.
Just about.
Exactly. The CAS report, which we were talking about last Thursday, what fallout from that?
It's been a rather marvellous 3 or 4 days over here in which the various people who supported the transitioning of young people, such as Stonewall, such as Mermaids, who you may possibly have in your own country, in schools, to social services and so on, have all been saying, no, we never quite meant that. No, we do believe in a lot of what this report has had to say. There was an article by Kemi Badenoch, possibly the next Conservative Party leader, in the Times yesterday, saying that it is these fellow travellers of this appalling amalgamation of people who stuck to this ideological principle that kids should be allowed to transition, whether their parents want it or not, no matter how they were assessed by psychological examiners. There is a real problem with those people, and Kemi Badenoch is absolutely right to say they are still there within the system. This has all grown up over the last 20 years of Conservative and Labour Party governments, and that nothing will change unless they are rooted out.
Yeah.
And that's a problem we have at the moment.
It's amazing. Hey, just quickly, Rod, Angela Rayner, I note over the weekend, said, if I've done anything illegal, old two houses, Rayner, I'm gone. Does she say that because she knows she's going to be cleared, or is this a bold statement on her part?
I think it's slightly bold. I think she probably has done something wrong. I don't know that what she's done wrong is terribly bad. What she did wrong, and what is the really important thing for people who are thinking of voting in the next general election is, she said that people who own their own council, who live in a council house, shouldn't be allowed to buy it, shouldn't be allowed to sell it, etc. That is the crucial point, because it drags you into all this other stuff that Labour Party people have said, such as Diane Abbott and Shami Chakrabarty. You mustn't send your kids to a private school, but we will. And Emily Thornberry, you mustn't send your kids to a selective school, but I will. And so it's that thing, that hypocrisy of, you know, do not as I do, but as I say. And that really, really rankles with the public.
I'm not surprised. Rod, go well. We'll catch up on Thursday. Appreciate it very much. Rod Little out of Britain this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.